Converting an unused highway route into a non-vehicular public multi-use corridor turns out to be a long and complicated process, in which some of the key developments so far have been largely invisible. For one, says Thea Hansel, the city has moved quietly to preclude any other vehicular uses there.
The city council voted to make this property a Class 1 bike lane, so it's just for pedestrians and bicycles.
Hensel, the co-chair of the Greenway Campaign Committee, adds that Caltrans has officially designated the planned site of the now never-to-be-built Highway 12 extension as surplus property, opening the way for it to be acquired by the city or other local agencies. So far, so good. But setting a price for those 57 acres, she notes, is fraught with a new set of complexities.
It's not just a plain blank slate of 57 acres of land that anything could be done with. It has three roads crossing it. It has three creeks on it. It has some public utilities on it. It has some existing easements on it already. So when you start accounting for all of those things on there, it's important that everybody knows exactly what we are dealing with.
And the best way to clarify that appears to be amending Santa Rosa's general plan to include the future greenway.
We realized that we really couldn't do a valuation of the land without knowing what the land was going to be used for. The general plan amendment is going to give us zoning, it's going to give us land use information, and it's also going to do a very simple biological study on the land. And this gives us information to help appraisers value the land.
That process begins when the city hires a consultant to do the plan preparation, possibly next month. It is then expected to take a year to complete. In the meantime, says the other co-chair, Bob Geiser, the campaign is out to build broader support for the Greenway among the corridor's nearest neighbors.
We are encouraging public participation and public input in the coming year in the planning process. We want the Greenway to be well used, well supported by all the neighbors, and we look forward to working with them and working with the city in this process.
The Southeast Greenway Campaign has also been building a network of partnerships with conservation organizations in the area, notably the Sonoma Land Trust. Dave Kaler, the trust's new executive director, believes the Greenway will prove especially beneficial to nearby families with school-age children.
Something that really struck me when I first learned of the Greenway project was how many schools border or are very near the Greenway, from preschool all the way through high school. If you can just imagine a 2-mile-plus swath that basically separates communities right now, if you were to connect that so that families and individuals can get from one place to another and actually use that as a very healthy way of getting to school and getting to their communities, there's a whole lot of public benefit.
In his prior job, Kaler led the creation of a much longer public parkway along the San Joaquin River. He'll talk about that at the Greenway Campaign's informational public meeting on Saturday morning. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.